Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. Radical Russ here for day two of the 25th anniversary Seattle Hemp Fest, and I managed to snag the man himself, Vivian McPeak, the executive director of Seattle Hemp Fest and the host of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. Hi, Viv.
Hey, Russ. How are you doing, my brother?
I got to say, yesterday was a lot drier than last year.
Yes, we had an extremely high amount of humidity, higher than the people at HempFest even.
I know.
And now it seems like trial by fire, so it's either feast or famine, my brother, my radical bro.
Oh, yeah, and so Seattle HempFest 25th anniversary. Tell us about this momentous occasion, man. What's it like? What's it feel like?
Well, you know, it's pretty crazy. We're going to have 120 bands on six stages with 120 speakers, 400 arts, crafts, food, informational vendors. 1,000 volunteer staff members on 118 crews and over 100,000 attendees we project over the weekend. And we're just raging against the drug war, man, trying to get some freedom and some justice here.
You know, some people out there are like, well, hey, you know, they got legal weed in Washington State. What's right. The point of Seattle Hemp Fest?
Right. Yeah, I got a couple answers to that. First of all, weed's not legal federally, and God forbid President Trump or even President Clinton, I know, could undo it in like a week. It could be over, right?
Yeah.
And so we got to remember that. And somebody's getting busted right now, obviously. Somebody somewhere is being pulled over right now. Their life's going down the drain. And we have a 25-point platform agenda on our website on the media page explaining the 25 goals that we're still working towards, including descheduling cannabis completely off the Controlled Substances Act. You know, things like Second Amendment rights for gun owners so they can have cannabis and a gun. Sick children being able to get their cannabis medicine in schools. You know, people in public housing being able to smoke pot, things like that.
Yeah.
So there's still a lot of work to do, man. We are not in any way, shape, or form done.
Yeah, I often say, look, they passed the Civil Rights Act. Do you think that ended the battle?
And the other thing, Russ, in Germany every year, they have, like, I hear almost a million people celebrate Oktoberfest, celebrating the culture of beer every year. Well, beer's always been legal in Germany. Why shouldn't us stoners, us cannabis enthusiasts, a better word, have the ability to have our own cultural festivals in every city, in every town, ourselves, even long after legalization is normalized?
Seattle Hemp Fest is always, as I read in the festival guide, grassroots to the ass roots.
Thank you. Yes, I made that up.
That's beautiful. And, you know, every year it's a struggle just to get everything paid for. This year more than others, because last year we lost a third of the whole event.
That rained like torrential. Not a single band played, not a speaker spoke on Friday. We had no event on Friday.
Yeah.
Even for Seattle, it rained like harder than I've ever seen in 35 years, just about. And it cost $850,000, $750,000 to throw this event. It's free. We can't charge money. We're a constitutionally protected free speech event. And last year, we got an average of 46 cents for the weekend from our attendees in the donation bins. Now, we raise money a variety of other ways, selling, you know, vending and sponsorship and stuff. But 46 cents, we need people to contribute to HempFest. We're going to not be around.
Yeah, so how can they do that?
Well, they can go to the website. They can go to GoFundMe, HempFest.com/GoFundMe.com. But I got to go, Russ. I got to
speak. Got to go. Busy man. There's Vivian McPeak from Seattle Hemp Fest. We're doing it live. He's got to run right back up onto the stage there. Check him out on Hemp Present with Vivian McPeak on CannabisRadio.com. HempFest.org, you'll be able to find the donations. Also on GoFundMe.com/KeepHempFestAlive. I'm Radical Russ backstage at the main stage. Day two, Saturday at the 25th anniversary Seattle Hemp Fest.